All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's do the most embarrassing segment of the day, but it is entertaining, and it involves the draft and all of the rumors. And, David, all I ask is you best have that one about the Giants in here, because, boy, howdy, the gambling markets have moved. All right, well.
Which one about the Giants?
This is time for David to embarrass his whole church. It's time for the rumors. David, can I ask you a question before we do this?
Sure.
Does your uncle who runs the church know you partake in this segment?
Yes, he does.
I'm sure he feels immense pride. All right, let's go.
I always laugh when I went on vacation and you came back with the Big Black Sax song.
Yes.
And hearing David's vocals in that song.
They were angelic.
And all of a sudden, the next week, he's in singing in the church. And they're like, Daddy, isn't that the guy that sings?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay, let's get to the draft rumors. David, what do you got?
Rico, you're right. There's so many Giants rumors. I'm going to stick to this one rumor right here. The New York Giants have been connected with Michael Penix Jr.
Yes!
ESPN is reporting that the Giants' favorite quarterback of the 2024 class is Drake May, but if they could not get him, they can't get him, they're going after Michael Penix Jr. Your thoughts?
David, this is pure root for radio right here. I told Mike pre-show, if this happens, me and Big G are going to a Giants game. The Giants will now become my B team. We're getting Penix jerseys. What's the Giants cheer, Mike? I know the Jets is J-T-E-S. What do the Giants do?
Nothing. G-man, that's we lose. Listen, I will up the stakes on this. If Penix is a Giant, I will put you and G in a suite. I got a great contact. I'll get you to MetLife, which is a dump. I will make it happen. I'll just approach this from a football standpoint. If you don't take a QB at 6, you don't have any other outs. You have to move back up and get Penix. The interesting thing is that little nugget he put in there. For weeks, it's been, well, the Giants are interested in JJ. And then reality is, I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. The betting odds have changed now to if the Giants don't take a wide receiver, quarterback is the second best choice. And Drake May has risen to be the favorite there, not McCarthy. So, again, what would it take for the Giants to move from 6 to 3? Overwhelm the Patriots, get the Patriots out of taking a quarterback there? God only knows. Probably something I'm terrified of. But if they don't.
If they took Penix at 6,
I would throw up all over myself.
Really?
You're out of your mind.
Come on, man.
You're insane.
Come on, man.
You're in 6? That matches the times he's blown his knee out. Stop. You can't do it at 6. You're being provocative again.
I'm not.
You have a real problem.
This is Roof for Radio.
David.
I would be at MetLife Stadium.
I got
you. Whatever they call it.
I'm there. Listen, my word as a man, I will put you and my father in a suite. Now, I don't know if I can be there because you two slaps. I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh, man, I love watching games with Big G.
That's fine. It don't involve me. Go ahead, David.
Big G's a real Giants fan.
I'm sure your uncle is so proud, David. Go ahead.
Speaking of big and black, I'm just going to read you this here, and you tell me if you believe it can happen. Mm-hmm. Quote, the offensive tackle run in the first round is going to be wild. There's a chance that 7 tackles go in the first 32 picks. Do you believe that big black rumor?
Yes, I do. Because all scouts have said is this is one of the great offensive line classes they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And if you can get a rookie-scale tackle like the Lions have enjoyed with Sewell before today, paying him, and you lock in that control at a position that's now going to earn a better part of 30 a year, you do it. And whether it's Joe Alt or J.C. Latham or – yeah, David, I do. Lions are living proof what an offensive line can do for you. The Eagles, the Chiefs, the Ravens, all these teams that are winning, mm-hmm. they win with the tip of the sword. You got to have an O-line. I'll say yes to that, and I'll say yes to wide receivers in the first round.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, which is why it's going to be interesting for the Lions, because if you're a team that just needs defensive players late, they're going to be there. Some guys that probably would have went top 10
which
in most years.
What Dan Campbell said is foreshadowing. They're trading down.
Yeah, and you can pick up 2 defensive players, replace Salim McNeil, possibly.
Really? Totally unnecessary.
The Broncos are desperate, guys. They want a quarterback. Here's Diana Rossini's report here. The Broncos are still interested in moving up, but there is a limit on the cost they are willing to stomach. Make no mistake, Sean Payton wants a quarterback. Most teams in the league, though, in the top 5, believe the Broncos could swing massively with a package that includes cornerback Patrick Surtain.
Oh, sign me up. Do I get Patrick Surtain to move down to 12 if I'm the Giants?
You do that?
Oh, 100%. What, are you kidding me? So all now, day, every day.
So now would you take Penix at 12?
Yeah.
You're just hurtful.
I'd take Michael Penix with something with a 2 in front of it.
Hey, David, let's call up Big G. He's going to fill in.
Let my dad decide. But if the Broncos are going to be giving up a player like Patrick Surtain and some draft capital, you have to listen. Look, the Broncos, to me, the problem for them is
they're broke.
They got a lot. Well, the $50 million a year in cap penalties they're paying because of the Russ Wilson thing. They have to draft a QB. Yeah. I think they could end up being the one who forces this the most, and they take Bo Nix at 12 or something, and I'll laugh my ass off.
I mean, they need a QB, but, Mike, they're basically wimpy right now. You know, I'll gladly pay you a hamburger. I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, that's wimpy.
From Popeye.
That doesn't ring a bell.
You never watched Popeye.
I didn't say that. I know Popeye. I don't know who the hell Wimpy is.
He was the mooch.
My man, I'll Google it. Let's focus. Man. All right, come on. David, please. You're a pastor, for God's sakes.
So, Rico, I'm going to ask you a question. Philadelphia, what school do they draft players from?
Georgia.
There's a rumor out here that they want to move up. We talked about that before. Here's the move up. People I've talked to, this is from ESPN, believe the Eagles want to try to move up for Brock Bowers.
You know what? It's on brand. It fits. There's nobody loves Georgia outside of Kenny than the Philadelphia Eagles.
I have no remark. It'd be a nightmare. I'm tired of the Eagles destroying my football team. Please stop. I don't want to see Brock Bowers twice a year. David.
And I'm just going to end it with this one because this one is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers. According to ESPN, no running backs are expected to go in the first round, but I've spoken to scouts from multiple teams who think Michigan's Blake Corum might be the best of the bunch, and believe Jim Harbaugh's Chargers will do what it takes to assure that he reunites with his college coach.
Wouldn't shock me. He's a total weirdo and lunatic. So, yeah, go ahead. This is what happens when you hand the keys to your franchise to a lunatic. Go ahead. Go take Blake Corum up high in this draft. You enjoy that.
He's such a great player, though. Joel Klatt said he's one of the best four he's ever covered. Ever.
Joel Klatt is
He doesn't throw that out ever. Just, you know.
No. Just like he was saying how great Deion was, right? Please stop. I look, it's fine if you took him in the fourth round, you want to add him to the mix. I'm not going to be mad about it. But you start reaching for players because you coached him and stuff. No, that's nonsense.
And those are your...
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.